It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
On this Monday, the election system in the USA is suspect. Everybody knows that. But should it be? So here's how it works. The federal government does not have any direct power in the voting. Each state regulates the vote. There is a Federal Election Commission, which monitors money going into the political candidates and things like that. But it's up to each state, Delaware, Arizona, Idaho, Missouri, whatever, to make sure the vote is honest in their parameters. Some states are pretty good at it. Some states are not. So to blanketly say, well, I don't trust the vote, I don't trust that we're getting an honest count, that's wrong. There are places where the vote will not be honest. Always has been that way. Not justifying it is reality. But here's the thing. Remember the report, and I broke this story, about Mark Zuckerberg pumping $350 million into the 2020 election in a few counties? $350 million in a few counties. Well, where the deuce did that money go? It was used in the election cycle to defeat Donald Trump, but where did it go? We don't know. Nobody's even investigating it, as far as I can tell. This is crazy. Now, that's what all the states and the federal government should be concerned about. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.